Time he walks beside two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Their eyes were opened, their hearts were stirred, and their lives were dramatically changed. And so we ask, will the risen Christ encounter us today? I pray that he will, through the hearing of the word and the celebration of the Lord's Supper. May this hour of worship become a time when Christ draws near to you, speaks to your heart, and makes himself clearly known. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see your word. Open our ears to listen to your voice. Open our hearts to love Jesus Christ and love others too. Open our lives to recognize Christ and make his presence known. In the name of Christ and all God's people say, amen. Well, welcome back, Jane. Glad that you could read scripture today.
Good morning. Today's scripture is from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. Hear these words. Now that same day, two of them were going to the village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about what had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed, before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us what they had seen, a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, how slow to believe that all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave it thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 and those with them, assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, today we're focusing on encountering the risen Christ, and our conclusion will lead us gently by the hand to the Lord's table. As you can see, the table has been set. But first, a brief introduction. Last week, Rose and I were out of town. We had the joy of visiting our daughter and daughter-in-law in Washington, D.C. And the best part for the two of us was simply being together as a family. But we also took some time to do some sightseeing in our nation's capital. And let me tell you what, sightseeing in D.C. involves walking, a lot of walking. On our first full day, we explored the National Mall, museums, memorials, monuments. My iPhone tallied 18,000 steps. And to give you comparison, I walked over here to church from the parsonage this morning, and I think that was 400 steps. So if you can imagine going back and forth like 36 times. The next day at the National Zoo, we had 17,000 steps and really enjoyed seeing the pandas playing outside with a lot of activity and energy. On the third day, we were back at the mall visiting the Capitol and viewing artwork and artifacts. Another 18,000 steps. By the end, our legs were heavy and our feet were sore. But even with all that walking, it was nothing compared to the journey taken by the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Luke 24 tells the story of two disciples walking all the way from Jerusalem to Emmaus, a distance of about 7 miles. Later that same evening, after everything had changed, they ran all the way back. So can you imagine that? 14 miles over those dusty roads, back and forth. But at the beginning of the story, they're discouraged, confused, and heartbroken. They're walking away from Jerusalem, walking away from hope. Cleopas and his companion leave the holy city with slumped shoulders and heavy hearts. Exactly who was this unnamed companion of Cleopas? Some scholars, including N.T. Wright, speculate that it might have been Mary, his wife, as that picture that Rose handed indicates that there was a man and a woman, a husband and wife. Nevertheless, together the duo went home. Home in Emmaus meant comfort and familiarity. Jerusalem, by contrast, was chaotic and painful, the place where Jesus had been crucified. From their perspective, the cross felt like the end of something great. They needed space and time to process their grief. While they walk, this mysterious stranger joins them. We know who he is, but they do not. Luke tells us that their eyes were covered and they were kept from recognizing him. Their eyes were shut to the reality of Jesus' identity. So they pour out their disappointment. We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. Did you hear that? We had hoped. In the past tense, their hope has died with Jesus. Their words reveal crushed expectations and a deep sense of loss. They believe that the crucifixion was the end of the line. They yet did not know that it was just the beginning. They didn't know the cross was victory. They didn't know the tomb was empty. They didn't know the risen Christ walked right beside them. Just like those early disciples, we often don't know. We often fail to recognize Jesus in the ordinary moments of our lives. We confess his presence with our lips, but our hearts lag far behind. We say, Jesus is with me, yet our lived experience tells a different story. We feel discouraged, defeated, all alone, even though the risen Christ walks right beside us. We may understand the truth in our heads, but we don't always let it seep down like a sponge into our hearts and lives. One Bible scholar put it this way: the risen Lord meets us on the road to our Emmaus in the ordinary places and, listen to this, in the places where we go to retreat when life is too much. You ever been there? Going to retreat when life is too much? Then comes a gentle warning. The Lord may come to us in unfamiliar guises when we least expect him. In other words, God often surprises us, like that little surprise going out the door right there. He shows up in mysterious ways, though through unexpected people in unexpected moments. And because we don't expect him, we don't recognize him. Can you relate? We say we believe in his resurrection power, yet we often feel powerless. We say we're more than conquerors, yet far too often we feel down, defeated. We say Christ is with me, yet we often feel abandoned by God. Instead of embracing our status as victors in Christ, we sometimes settle into the posture of a victim. Instead of trusting his comforting presence, we assume his absence. So consider the road that you're on today. Is it like that one at the left, an empty, lonely road? Does it feel like your sneakers are scuffing along with nobody beside you? Does it feel like you're walking alone through grief, stress, anxiety, or confusion? Or have you cultivated an awareness of the presence of Christ? Like the other panel, the one on the right, you can see a lonely barefoot figure holding a cup and some bread, possibly. Have you learned to trust that Emmanuel, meaning God with us, is not just a Christmas word, but an everyday reality for you and for me? Before Jesus ascended to be with the Father, he promised his disciples, including us, "Surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." Even when you feel alone, he is not absent. Even when your road feels deserted, like that one on the left, he is present. Even when your heart feels heavy, he is near. But how do we come to know this, not just in our heads, but deep down in our bones? That brings us back to the Emmaus story. Everything changes for these two disciples when Jesus opens the scripture to them and breaks the bread. On the road, he listens to their confusion and disappointment. Then he gently reframes their understanding. Luke tells us, and here's where I would love to be like a bug on the wall in this story, or some sort of a hummingbird or butterfly just hovering over the scene, you know, just kind of listening in on the conversation. Because while Jesus was walking with these two, with Cleopas and Mary perhaps, he was explaining to them the Holy Scriptures, the first half of it, the Old Testament. And he was going through Moses, the book of Exodus. He was going through the Psalms. He was going through the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and he's saying, look, these scriptures are pointing to Jesus. And he was Jesus. That's the irony of it. He's explaining it to them as if Jesus is somebody out there, but Jesus was right there, explaining the Holy Scriptures to them without them knowing that it was really him. beginning with Moses and the prophets, he explained to those two what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Imagine hearing the entire Bible come to life, Spirit-filled, Jesus-filled, through the voice of the one that it was written about. Their hearts began to burn like a fire within them, and hope started to rekindle. But the moment of recognition does not come on the road. It comes at the table. When they reach Emmaus, a small town outside Jerusalem, they urge Jesus to stay. And that's not surprising, because in the Middle East, they have a culture of hospitality. You are obligated to welcome the stranger. If someone's walking or traveling through your town, you welcome them in. And perhaps the conversation on the road stirred their hearts so much that they said, let's continue this conversation over a little food and drink. When Jesus accepts their invitation, suddenly the script flips, and the guest, Jesus, becomes the host. They're not the ones breaking the bread. He's the one breaking the bread. The guest becomes the host. The script is flipped. Jesus takes the bread. Jesus blesses the bread. Jesus breaks the bread. Jesus gives it to them. The same actions he performed when he fed the 5,000. The same actions he performed when he fed his disciples in the upper room on the day before he went to the cross, the Last Supper. The same rhythm of grace: take, bless, break, give. Take, bless, break, give. Take bread, bless the bread, break the bread, and give the bread as a gift. It's grace, God's grace. And they thought they were giving hospitality to a stranger, but the stranger was giving hospitality to them. Suddenly, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. In that instant, everything becomes crystal clear. Their fog lifts. Their sorrow evaporates. Their confusion dissolves. Their despair is replaced with joy, mega joy. And it's all because of this. The one they thought was dead is alive. The one they believed was defeated is victorious. The one they assumed was absent has been present all along. They don't walk back to Jerusalem. They run. They run like track stars, like people who have just discovered life itself. They run like messengers, carrying the great news the world has ever heard. It is true, for the Lord has risen. The risen Christ opens the scripture. He opens the bread and opens their eyes to the truth. Grace meets them in their confusion, walks with them in their sorrow, and reveals itself to them in the breaking of the bread. And that same grace, God's grace, meets each one of us here today. We encounter the risen Christ the same way the Emmaus disciples did, through the word and at the table. This truth lies at the heart of my calling at Lakeview Community Church, because I'm here to be the minister of the word and the sacrament. The Emmaus story models the rhythm of Christian ministry. Jesus opens the scripture and reveals himself in the breaking of the bread. You know, earlier when I was talking about morning devotions, I mentioned a name, Henry Nouwen. And if you're listening carefully, sometimes you may hear me quoting from Nouwen during my sermons. And once Henry wrote that breaking the bread is both the most ordinary and extraordinary of gestures. It's human and divine at the same time. You know, you can think of it as bread, physical bread for the stomach, Or you can think of it as bread of life given as a gift from above for the soul. In that simple act of breaking bread, Christ becomes known. And he still does. Christ still opens up the scripture to us. Christ still reveals himself in the breaking of the bread. And Christ still transforms ordinary disciples into extraordinary missionaries who joyfully witness in God's word, in God's world. But the Emmaus story is not just a window into the past. It's a pattern for how Christ meets his people right now, right here in Western New York. What happened on that dusty road outside Jerusalem is meant to happen on the sidewalks of Rochester and also on the roads of Greece and Hilton. In the quiet towns by the Finger Lakes and in the ordinary routines of our daily lives. We know discouragement. We know disappointment. We know seasons when hope feels thin and God feels far, far away. But the risen Christ draws near, even when our eyes are shut and we don't recognize him. He walks with us on our ordinary roads. He listens to our confusion. He meets us in our questioning. He speaks through his word. And he reveals himself to us in the breaking of the bread. Grace walks the roads of Western New York. Grace travels the highways of 390, 490, and 590. Christ meets the teacher, the nurse, the retiree, the parent, the student, the commuter, the lonely, the overwhelmed, the grieving, the hopeful, and the searching. He meets us in our kitchens, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, and yes, he even meets us right here in these pews, in this sanctuary, in this place of worship. And just like the disciples, our eyes are open in two places. When the scriptures are opened up to us, our hearts still burn within us. When the bread of the Lord's table is broken, Christ makes himself known to you. And when our eyes are opened, grace becomes real and Christ becomes recognized. We are sent. As a people of purpose, we're sent out to our communities. We're sent out to our relationships. We're sent to the places where, honestly, God is already at work. We return to Rochester, Greece, Hilton, and beyond, carrying the same message the disciples carried back to Jerusalem. It is true. He is risen. And because he is risen, no road is too ordinary, no heart too discouraged, no situation too hopeless, and no place, even Western New York, in that long stretch between winter and spring, is beyond the reach of God's amazing grace. And so, having walked the Emmaus Road with these two disciples, and having remembered that Christ still meets us in the Word and the Sacrament, we now come to the moment where their story becomes our story. Just as Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, so he invites us to the table today. We come as disciples on the road of life. Sometimes we're weary. Sometimes we're confused. Sometimes we're slow to believe. Yet, here you are. Yet, here we are. In this sacred space, when the risen Christ draws near to us, here in the breaking of the bread, Christ becomes known to us. Here, our eyes are opened. Here, our hearts burn within. So come to the table. You are invited not by me, but by God himself. So come with anticipation. Come with expectation. Come ready for an encounter with the risen Christ. For I believe he is here. He's present by his Holy Spirit. He's faithful to his promise, and he's made known to us in the breaking of the bread. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people together say, let's pray. Risen Lord, meet us now as you met the disciples on the road. In the breaking of the bread, make yourself known to us. Renew our weariness. Forgive our sin. Calm our fear. Nourish us with your life and send us out in your love. By your Holy Spirit, open our eyes to your presence. Open our hearts to the refreshment of your grace. Lord, open the eyes of our heart, for we want to see you. In the name of Christ, amen.